Yeah, I will say we're beginning Siman Kuf Hei, which is not going to be on this Bechina. The Bechina will be Im Yirtzeh Hashem January 30th, which is 2 weeks from today, right? 2 weeks from today. The Bechina will be 2 weeks from today, January 30th. So the Bechina is Tzadi Ches through Kuf Dalet. Kuf Hei is necessary to know. Kuf Hei is difficult. It's Yesodistic. But it's not on the Bechina, but like we still have to learn Torah anyway. Kuf Hei begins with the sugya of Kovash Kemavushal. Kuf Hei is actually random halachos about when there is bliya, etc., in terms of taruvus and basar cholav. I remember one time the chief rabbi, Rav Lau, came and he spoke in yeshiva. And we were just schmoozing with him at some point. He said when he was in Kollel, they began Yerideya with Kuf Hei. So I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. I've never pulled that stunt yet, but maybe next time we could try it. So the din of Kavash Kemavushal. There are three situations of Kavash Kemavushal. You could have a case of Kavash that the keli is usser and the liquid is heter. You can have a case of kavush that the liquid is usser and the keli is heter, or you can have the case of kavush, like it appears in Shulchan Aruch, that you have an iser and a heter, which are nishra in tzonin. That's the case of kavush in Shulchan Aruch. The iser and the heter come together, and this is called Kavash Kemavushal. We pask in that Kavash Kemavushal is Aser Min HaTorah. That's why the Ramah later on in this Se'if is going to say that Safek Kavash is going to be a Mutter. The Raya that Kavash is Aser Min HaTorah is because the Gemara tells me in a number of places that Basar B'Cholav is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Basar B'Cholav? The Chiddush of Basar B'Cholav is the Itari Lei Kula Yoma B'Chelba. That if you have basar that is, let's say, soaked in chalav all day, so in that case, the din is that it's mutter, because basar b'chalav only derech bishul aser Torah, right? It's not being cooked. It's not derech bishul, and that's why it's going to be mutter in that situation.
Let me
This
just to
implies
clarify.
that anywhere else, it's going to be Usser, if it is kavush in a liquid and basar b'chol, the chiddush is on the level of dairaisa. So this would seem to indicate that the din of kavush kemavushal is a din dairaisa. Daniel, you had a comment?
Yeah, just to clarify, you said that since it's Daraita, the Ramah paskins suffik the kula. Do you mean suffik the chumrah?
The Ramah paskins that suffik kavush is usser min ha-tayra.
Yeah.
Now it's a suffix is usser because since kavash kemavushal is din d'oraisa, that's why the Ramah paskins it's usser. The raya that's d'oraisa is from itar le'kula yoma
Thank you.
b'chelba. Now there is a Rashi that appears many times in Shas that Rashi always writes. Let's say the sugya of kavash is kufyud beis. In Chulin, Rashi writes that kavash b'chometz. Rashi writes that kavash means with vinegar. That's the shita of Rashi. You get the impression that according to Rashi, kavash was something that is not chometz, is not considered kavash at all. In order to have kavash, it's got to be a sharp liquid. The shita of Rashi is rejected. We pask in that kavush in any liquid. If I have, let's say, an iser and heter, and they are together in water, so that's considered kavush, right? Not only kavush b'chometz, we pask in even kavush in other liquids. Why do I pask in against Rashi? Rashi is a nice guy. He had a beard, probably. How come we don't pask in like Rashi? So the answer is because Rashi's against a few sources. The Mishnah in the seventh perek of Shavuos. This is quoted in the Be'er HaGra in Os Beis. Right, that this din is kavash b'tzonein, Ritzon Noloma Afila Bechol Dava Udalo Rash Udalo Karashi, who writes that's only published Bechomet. The Raya is from the Mishnah at the end of the seventh parak of Shviyas, which is that you have a Vered Chadash, which is Nichbash in Shemen. So it's a din of Kavush. And therefore, it's relevant in terms of the Zman of the Biur, that the Keli is considered Balua, etc., etc. You see that there's Kavush B'Shemen. So Zat the Gra, that's a Raya against that's right against Rashi. Now l'cha'ora, it's not. Now again, this is Judaism according to me, but Hanir l'fiyani estaiti that the raya from the Mishnah, the end of the seventh parak of Shavuos, isn't the strongest raya, because the pashtus is that when Rashi says kavish b'chomet, he doesn't mean only kavish b'chomet. What Rashi really means is kavish in a sharp liquid. No? That's pashtus what Rashi means. Shemen Zayis. Is Shemen Zayis sharp? Right? The Psukim in Parsha, the Medrash quoted by Rashi in Parshas Noach. Amr Yonar Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiyu Mizonosai Marim B'Yadoshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ayu Metukim B'yadoshel b'nei Adam. You get an impression that a zayis is a charef, is a strong thing. It's like bitter, assuming that bitter and sharp is the same. That's the medrash that Rashi quotes in Parshas Noah. It's shemen zayis charef. So Pischa Shuvah over here comments, no? Pischa Shuvah writes, again, in a slightly different context that we'll talk about in a few minutes, but Pischa Shuvah writes that it's clear in the Tosfos, the Shemen Zayis is Boleya Upolet Af Bitzonein Lefishu Az Vicharif. You saw that in the Pesach Tshuva? So the Chorif, Shemen Zayis is a Chorif. And one could argue that there's no Raya from the mission at the end of the mission at the end of the seventh parak of Shviyas. Okay. Nikuda Rishona. I think we can possibly deflect the first proof of the Gra. The second proof of the Gra, however, in the next comment of the Gra, it's all in Sifkat and Beis. Remember, the Gra had like different notebooks that his sons published after he passed away. Right? The Likut just means it's a different notebook that the Gra's children published. Rav Schechter apparently wanted to write his master's thesis in Bernard Revel on the Biur HaGra. And the professor or something said, like, one second, it's not like academic enough. I don't like that would have been like, again, I think we don't have to question Rav Schechter's contributions to Judaism, but would have been kind of cool. You should ask him for it. Maybe I should ask him. Like, he probably has a copy of it somewhere. He probably remembers it by heart. But Bekitzer Maas said the Biur HaGra has a Likut, which is a different notebook. And in the Likut, he quotes the Rashi, that's Davka Bechometz. The Chaim Pirish Bekama Mekaymis, that Kovish is Bechometz. Right? Rashi in many places says that. Velesa, Demasnis and Sof Perk based Avodah Zarah, Kvashin She'in Darkon Litein Atocha Yayin Bechometz. Right, there are certain macholei nachrim that are usher ba'achil and napahana'ah. One of them is kvashim and shlokos, right? Shlokos means bishalakum. Kvashim means food that is kavush. And kvashim that they don't put yayin b'chaymetz in is usher ba'achil and napahana'ah. That means, says the Gra, that the goy didn't put chometz there. Presumably, therefore, it's not kavush b'chometz, and therefore you see that kavush is also even not in chometz. You see against Rashi, right? That's what the Gra is saying. Remember, the Mishnah says that there's kvashim of the nachrim, which is aser ba'achila, napa hana'a, and these are the kvashim that there's no yayin and chometz in there. If there's yayin and chometz, it's going to be aser even ba'hana'a outside the yayin of nachrim. So you see, there's kavush even shelo ayidei chometz. That's what the Gra says. Yeah.
All chomets seem to be wine vinegar.
I think so. I think that was an assumption. Yeah, I think grain vinegar is like a newer thing. Rice vinegar is for sure newer. Red one, you know, like there's many types of vinegars you could buy in the store. I don't think they had them. Again, I'm not abundantly sure that this raya is absolute either, because maybe the kavush over there is that's kavush in some other sharp thing, maybe like shemen, or maybe like kashera chaymetz, but the guy doesn't put his own chaymetz in, right? Not abundantly clear. Again, I hear the second raya a little bit more than the first one, but I don't think it's an absolute raya. However, the Gemara that we began with, right? Itarulei kulayoma b'chalba, right? If you soak the meat in chalav all day, right? So l'cha'ora, right? That's mashma against Rashi, right? Because over there, the chalav is not a davar charif, right? And therefore, you see against Rashi. That's, I think, the I think that's the pashtus. Okay. Now that Gemara, itarle kuliyama b'chelba.
That. Is it possible to suggest that group is the Chiddush of Allah also Torah, their official? Is the teacher you might have thought?
And so that would be a tremendous Chiddush. In other words, therefore, let's say I soak basar and chalav together in vinegar. Is that going to be asur min ha-Torah? I have a piece of cheese and a piece of meat, and the liquid surrounding them is vinegar. That would be wild. Yeah. I think what the Gemara is saying is that bas b'chalav has to be darach bishul, meaning you need heat, right? I think anything without heat is not darach bishul. That's what the Gemara means. But the pashtus in the Gemara is that there is kavush even if it's not in vinegar. If you look in the Mordechai that's quoted in the Beis Yosef, the Mordechai asks this kasha on Rashi. He says, Rashi, you're saying kavush only the chaymetz. He says, but that's not correct, because kavush is mevushal b'shehi asyom mibasar b'chalav. Right? We see that the din of kavush ke mevushal is one day. And that we see from Basar B'chalav. Now, the context of the Mordechai is the other major discussion in Rishonim, which is the Zman of Kavush. Right? Until now, we've been talking about the medium. Right? What about the Zman? How long does it have to soak to be called Kavush? So the Mordechai quotes from early Rishoni Ashkenaz, Rav Yah and his buddies, that you need 3 days of kavush to create a din of kavush. 3 days is 72 hours for the math majors among us. You need 3 days. What's the raya for 3 days? So the Mordechai Tainas, that he quotes from these Rishonim, that the raya is from the din of kankanim shel nachrim. Goyesha wine Kalim, you want to use them for kosher wine. If you read Dr. Soloveitchik's book, Yenom, one of the big issues for medieval Jews is the transportation of wine. They had these barrels of wine that were used to treif wine. How do you kosher up these barrels of wine? So there are lots of sugyas in Avodah Zarah about this. And sugyas in the Rishonim, and the Gemara discusses that one of the ways to kasher the kankanim is milui ve'irui gimel yamim. That what you do is you fill it up, right, with water, let's say, and you do that for 3 days. Miloi ve'irui gimayamim. Zuck the Rishonei Ashkenaz that the Mordechai quotes, kipolto kachpolo. Just like the Isser comes out with 3 days, so also the Bliya coming in is 3 days. Kipolto kachpolo. Now, the svara for this idea is that miloi ve'irui, we assume, is something that's maflit the iser. Kipolto kachbolo. The ayide filling up the kankanim with water, you are maflit the yayin that was there beforehand. There's another mahalach, however, in Rishayin. If you look in the Ran in Avodah Zarah, Yud Beis Amid Beis, then the other mahalach in Rishonim is that the way miloi ve'iroi works is that it makes the wine ice wine. When I'm machshir a keli, what I do is al yedei the boiling water, I make the iser that's in the dofnei hakli leave the keli, and it goes into the water, right? Why it does not come back in is the whole discussion in Mishainim about how Hechsher Kalim works. But the lumdus of Hechsher Kalim is whatever Isser is inside comes out. Ken Zayn, that's true with Hechsher Kalim Ayidei Risicha, Ayidei Heat. But Miloi Ve'irui, maybe the pshad is that the water gets into the Daifnei Hakli also, and it makes the wine weaker type of wine. It makes the wine, remember, there's like wine, and then there's the keser stuff that they sell. You know, it's technically, anything less than 5% is called a wine-based drink in marketing. No, it's not called wine. This keser wine or the Concord Kal that some people like to use at the Seder because they don't want to get too drunk with four kosos, that's not wine. It's not wine. Right? It is diluted. So maybe the pshat is, again, you can dilute wine to the extent that remains a din wine, or you can dilute wine that it's not a din wine. So maybe miloi ve'irui isn't a way of creating a kavush and being maflit in Isser. It's just a way that by wine, it dilutes the wine somehow. And maybe there's no raya for the gimel yamim from there. The Rishonim disagree with the Gimel Yamim, and they say that the din of Kavash is based on Yom Echad, right? Yom Echad being 24 hours, not 72. And the Raya for this is Tarulei Kula Yoma B'chalba. Kula Yoma means an entire day. So that means that there's Kavash with 24 hours. That seems to be the accepted mahalach and Rishonim. This is the approach of the Rush. The Beis Yosef has a cute lashon. He writes something like, the Dvarim of the Rush are Dvarim Shal Tam Ve'ikar. Hey, not a cute lashon, no? You don't get a day. It's Dvarim Shal Tam Ve'ikar. Hey, oh. So that's the Shita. Obviously, the Mordechai and all of these Rishonei Ashkenaz are going to say that Tarlei Kula Yoma Bechelba is somehow not a raya to the regular din of Kavash Kamavushal. Why it's not a raya, I'm not sure. But this connects to the earlier conversation about whether it has to be a sharp liquid or not, Kemosha Pirashnu. So far, so good, gentlemen. So this is Kavosh Isser Shenishrim Heter. We paskin me ace la ace. That's considered Kavosh. Is this sheet of me ace la ace, as opposed to the sheet of the Ravya, is this totally accepted? Can you be mitztaref the sheet of Gimel Yamim at all? So there's a shach. Remember, it's the shach rachs, no? So the shach in os beis. One of the problems in Judaism, in the sugya of Kavosh, is that the mechaber paskins, that the keli becomes treif, ayidei Kavosh. This is found in the Sefer Issur v'Hetzer Ha'aruch, right? That the keli becomes treif. So if I, let's say, am kaivesh chazer shmaltz in the keli, right? So once the keli is kavosh, so the keli now becomes a treif keli. There's a machlokas between the shach and the taz to what extent the keli becomes treif. The taz in Os Aleph quotes in the Rashba that the keli only becomes treif kedei klipa. But the shach in Sadi Ches Os Yud Gimel says that the keli becomes treif mikol v'kol. The blia goes throughout the dofen hakli, and it becomes problematic. The entire keli is problematic. The nafkamina, of course, is that in terms of the kamus that's needed to be mashiret. Right? How much? Do you have to have shishim keneged the klipa, which is possible inside the keli? Shishim keneged the entire dofen hakli is not shayech, like we'll see in Simin Sadi Gimel. The defanos of a kli would have to be so thin to have shishim kenegdoi, it doesn't work. Whatever, you could try, if you're a real math person, Brian, if you're a real math person, you could try to figure this out. There have been some studies to see if that's correct, but that's the assumption. So the keli becomes treif ayidei kavosh. For the shach and the taz, I don't understand. Lemaisa, to be kavosh, we paskin you need 24 hours. We also paskin that 24 hours, it becomes nosin tam lefgam. Right, so think about it. Let's say I have chazer shmelts in the keli, 24 hours. So then the keli becomes chazerdek, right, at 24 hours. Well, big whoop. Because whatever chazer goes in is now pugum, because it's been 24 hours. So what's the problem? What exactly is the problem? How can the Isser v'Hetar Aruch say that the keli becomes treif? So the taz in Se'if Katan Aleph is meirich on this kasha. The shach at the end of Se'if Katan Beis deals with this kasha extensively. The taz's opinion is that, and the shach seems to concur, the taka the keli doesn't really become treif in the sense of treifing up anything else, but it becomes treif in the sense of it's a keli that you're not allowed to use. Just like there's a gezeira of keli she'eno ben yomel atu ben yomel, we have a gezeira over here. The same thing would apply to the keli that become treif ayidei kavosh. That's what the shach and the taz say. So effectively, when the Isser v'Hetar says that the keli became treif, he doesn't really mean it. The shach in his presentation, quotes the ksivas yad harav begulion ha'Isser v'Hetar. It's unbelievable the type of sfarim that the shach had access to. These are the Ramah's handwritten notes on the side of the Isser v'Hetar. That's not such a kasha because the shach married the Ramah's granddaughter. No? The shach calls himself a grandson of the Ramah. He married the granddaughter of the Ramah. So, okay. But he had it. The shach has the ksav yad of the Ramah on the gilyan of the Isser v'Hetar. And the Ramah writes that when the Isser v'Hetar says the keli becomes usher, obviously the case is that there's a little bit of toach be'en on the keli. Right? So you have be'en. And ayadei the kavosh, that be'en which remains intact, is going to be absorbed in the keli. Be'en itself doesn't become pugum, like we had two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch about whether, where is this in Kuf Gimel? that we had two opinions whether a davar be'en can become pagum or not. No, we had two opinions about that. I think at the end of Kuf Gimel, am I right? That whether we say so, assuming that the davar be'en cannot become pagum, so therefore that's the case. Where the Kela becomes treif. That's what the Rama writes on the Gilyan of his Esav HaHeter. So the Shach says, valiant effort, but like, don't sound like that. It doesn't really sound like the Keli is dirty. Others suggest that maybe Kol Zman, there's liquid in the Keli, the balua in the dofin hakeli cannot become pogum. There's a similar svar that we'll have when we learn sadi dalet, a svar called mekushar that we'll spend time on. But in the bar hetiv somewhere over here, the bar hetiv writes that maybe it doesn't become pogum because it is full of other stuff. There are a number of other mahalchim as to how the keli can become treif. It should be pogum. The Rebbe Reb Yonson Eibshitz has a suggestion that we already spoke about, that if you hold linus laila is pegemes, like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and Avodah Zarah ayin vav, so it could be that you need linus kol halayla. So let's say now it gets dark, I don't know, 5 p.m. halachically. So if I cook at 6 p.m., right, I don't have a linus laila until tomorrow at, when is it, 7 a.m. Right? So that's going to be more than chaf dalet shais, right? So it could be that it's not going to be pogum, even though it's going to be kavush beforehand. That's the Crazy Places creative suggestion. It's good. You got to give them points for creativity. Not the easiest thing, as we pointed out in the Megillah Sefer notes, that ordinarily it's thought that Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam are a kula of Linus Laila. To assume that Linus Laila is a chumra, or to say it the other way, usually it's assumed that Linus Laila is less time than Chaf Dalet Shels. According to the Plisi's take, you could have a Linus Laila that's more than Chaf Dalet Shels. But okay, that's the Plisi's suggestion. Kasha, again, how do you have a keli that becomes treif al yedei kavush? Because 24 hours, right, becomes pugum. So we have a few suggestions. We have one suggestion that there is some dirt inside the keli. We have another suggestion of this mekushar svara that goes on the keli is full. It doesn't become pogum. We have a third suggestion, this razzle-dazzle, mahalach of the crazy uplesi, that you need linas. Kol halayla, Mr. Pelachoritz, that's like a yellow hand. That's up there. Yeah, I guess that's your hand. Okay.
Just a quick thing. Can you say the Kriti Upleti is somewhat pshat? Because in the Tosfot over there that we first saw on the Lina Laila thing, the Tosfot was explaining why it's only night. There's some specific power to night that it's not, you know, the same amount of time during the day. So if there's a specific, I don't understand.
I mean, that's what he's saying, but it does end up to be being very strange that Lina's Laila would require more time to become pugum, right, than 24 hours. It's a strange approach. It could be that that's the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, right? That's the crazy placey number one. Crazy placey number two says like this. He says, Kavush kimavushal, it's not reasonable to assume that you have 0000, no blia at all, comes along 24 hours, boom, right? It becomes treif. That's not reasonable, right? It's much more reasonable to assume that you have a little bit of blia that comes into the keli over time. So at the beginning, I have blia, let's say, of, you know, let's say I have a pound of meat. So The idea is I need 24 hours for the full pound of meat to be absorbed in the Daifnei HaKalei. So at that point, at 24 hours, the little bit of meat that came in originally is going to be Pugam. But since the Kresio Plisi, since the Rebbe Bjornson explains that Kavosh is a Tahalich, it's a process, it takes time. So therefore, there's going to be the first 24 hours. So whatever flavor went in isn't going to be potent enough to come out. But once 24 hours, right, it's going to be an Isser Kolosh or Tam Kolosh. Once 24 hours hits, so then the Tam that came in is not Tam Kolosh. And some of that Tam came in within 24 hours. So Memela, that's how I answer the Kasha. Tani, you look a little confused. Should I say we're good? Right? So that's the Mahalach of the Kresio Plesi.
Yeah, this is different than his other approach. This is the second approach, effectively.
The second approach was what?
No, I mean, before we had the... Isn't this a different idea? That since how, I mean, irrespective of his position in the what's considered Dina Salaiwa, just the idea of it's a talif that happens over time, and the last bit comes out at the end of 24 hours, that should be enough to answer the question.
Okay, I mean, but the placey is spelling it out more clearly. He's saying, however, right, the Mahalach of Lina Slayla is assuming that this Chiddush, that Lina Slayla can be more than 24 hours, right? Then the second Mahalach in the crazy place is that even if it's a din in 24 hours, Kavosh is a Tahalich. Kavosh is a process. Now, the Chavis Das in Se'if Katan Aleph does not like this Kresio Plesi Mahalach at all. He quotes this idea, by the way, from the Tshuvas of the Chavis Ya'ir. And the idea is, says the Chavis Das, that if Kavosh is a Tahalich, so I understand most Isurim, right? It doesn't become a strong time until 24 hours. But I have certain Isurim, which are Aser B'mashahu. Right? Let's take Min B'mino according to Reb Yehuda. And that's how Rashi passes a halacha. Or Chometz B'Pesach, according to us. It's an Iser Mashahu. It's an Iser Mashahu, and you hold that Kavosh is a Tahalich, saying you shouldn't need... it should be usher even in less than 24 hours. Right? Why is it that says in Shulchan Aruch that you need me'es la'es? I can understand you need me'es la'es by an isser that's a regular isser. It's going to be batel b'shishim until you get to the zman of me'es la'es. It's not powerful enough, etc. But if I have an isser that is usher b'mashahu, so then it should be also even Teich Chafdalad Sha'os if you hold that Kavosh is a Tahalich. Therefore, the Chavis Das argues, and the Chavis Das maintains that Kavosh is not a Tahalich. Rather, Kavosh is something that sets in like magic. You hit the 24-hour point, so then it becomes Kavosh. Until the 24-hour point, it's zero. It's not like the place he says you have 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, etc., right? You go straight to what's it called? You go straight from 0 to 60, like the car ads say, you go from 0 to 60 right away. Daniel?
What I don't understand about the Mahalach and the Kretio Plati is, why would we assume that the dinim of Kavosh happen gradually, but on the other hand, the dinim of Ben Yomo versus Eino Ben Yomo happen all at once? Like, if you think that Kavosh happens like this, like, you know, gradually, then why wouldn't you also think that exactly in the inverse direction, it becomes less and less and less Ben Yomo, so that it kind of cancels out?
No, but I could hear that easier, that the longer the Isser is in the pot, also, the more Pugam it becomes, but it still is Geschmack until you reach 24 hours, at which point it's really Pugam. Okay. Right? And the place he assumes that that's the most logical approach. The Chavis Das disagrees, and he says, no, it doesn't make sense because If that's the case, by Chametz Pesach, it should be also even beforehand. Reb Fivel Cohen raises a further objection. I forgot what page. Reb Fivel says that if you're going to tell me that Kovish is a Tahalich, that means, let's say, that if I have 1 pound of meat, it takes 24 hours of that pound of meat to become absorbed in the keli. But what would happen if I have 2 pounds of meat? Or 10 pounds of meat? Right? L'cha'ora, that should speed up the process. And no one ever said that. And we don't know how much you would, like, we don't know how much you would need. So therefore, the Reb Fivel, the Chavis Das, they all reject this creative mahalach of the Plesi. And the Isser V'Heter may accept it. And that's why the Isser V'Heter says that you have to kasher a keli that became treif ayidei kavosh. But the Shach and the Taz reject the Isser V'Heter. So far, so good?
Yeah, this is something about the Shulchan. I thought I saw someone who said that in Okanami, that it does make a difference.
He called somebody who says that?
I thought it
could be. He got some machlokes in the Chamudei Dani and other people about like some of these issues. He just feels it's much more reasonable. The Megillah Sefer, however, has the following understanding in defense of the Plesi. Megillah Sefer argues that when the Plesi says that Kavosh is a tahalich, that Kavosh is a process, it doesn't mean that quantitatively you have 0.1, 0.2, 0.3. It means qualitatively. The iser that goes in Ayidei Kavosh is a shvacha iser. It's a weak iser. At 24 hours, the iser becomes potent enough that it could trafe things up. If that's the case, there's no kasha from Chametz B'Pesach, no? Because by Chametz B'Pesach, you're going to say that, yeah, it's Aser B'Mashehu. But Mashehu means it's got to be Mashehu of Chametz. That's really nice and tam, a starka tam of Chametz. But if I have something that's qualitatively deficient, maybe that's not even a Mashehu. That's what he maintains. In other words, I could say, if I have chametz, if I cut the chametz, right, into tiny, tiny pieces, it's chametz I cut up. But when I have a blia of chametz in a keli, that blia happens over time. It's a tahalich. When I say it's a tahalich, that means that the first bit that comes out is not halachically strong enough to be considered chametz. It's qualitatively so deficient, hasnisht chametz. So it's going to be, why do I not say nosin tam of gam at 24 hours?
I don't know why.
It's taka going to be a nosin tam of gam at the beginning, or it's not even a nosin tam. Not being nosin tam of gam means that there is tam, it just tastes bad. This is not even tam. This is like tam kolosh. Reb Asher Weiss has a few tshuvas about tam kolosh. That's what he spoke about with the scotch and sherry casks. No? He's assuming this is mamish a tam kolosh, where the opinion of ein begidin menosin tam. How could it be machlokis? Or the yesh begidin nosin tam, ein begidin menosin tam. Teretz, it's like a shvacha tam, right? Again, not all tam kolishes are equal. But what the Megillah Sefer is arguing is that the Chavistas is kasha from chametz and Reb Fivel's kasha from 2 pounds of meat versus 1 pound of meat. Both kashas could be answered that we're not talking about quantitative blia over time, right? But rather talking about qualitative blia. So it doesn't matter what my quantity of meat is. Right? That's what the Megillah Sefer says. It's creative. I don't know. Have to think about it. That's his idea. There are a few nafkaminas, of course, whether kavush is a tahalich iti, right? Or whether kavush is a 1 second occurrence. Right? A machlokes chavistas and crazy placing. One nafkamina is azoi. In Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, he writes that let's say I have some wheat that falls into water. And a few minutes after the wheat falls into the water, it becomes chametz. I want to know, is the keli going to be trafed up as the chametz? You need kavosh. You need 24 hours. Well, when does that 24-hour clock begin and end? Does it begin at the zman that the wheat became chametz? Or does it begin from the original zman that the water went in? If you hold that kavosh is what? If you hold that kavosh is a tahalich, is a small process, so then how does it go? If your kavosh is a one-time occurrence, so then what happens is at 24 hours, I have chametz. So the chametz is absorbed in the keli at 24 hours, and it's going to become treif. Because at that 24-hour mark, I already have chametz, it becomes treif. But if I hold like the placi that kavosh is a tahalich, so then I would need 24 hours I should need 24 hours from the time that the chimutz set in. And that's his approach. That's a nafkamina. Another nafkamina he says is, let's say I have something that's in a keli. I have, let's say, treif meat. That's kavosh. It's been sitting there for 24 hours. But there's shishim in the keli, right? There's shishim in the liquid can neged the treif meat. So it's not going to be a problem because it's kavosh. And it's not going to be a problem. It's kavosh because it's batel b'shishim. Let's say then I take a ladle and I scoop out some of the water. And now I don't have shishim can neged the meat. Does it become treif? If you hold like the placey, so then l'cha'ayra, you would need 24 hours starting after the scoop. But if I hold like the chavis das, so then my 24 hours, right, already happened. I had 24 hours of kavisha. Narvas, it was batel b'shishim. When I take out the liquid, and it's no longer batel b'shishim, it all becomes aser. Right? I could create many nafkaminas between the approach of the chavistas and the approach of the placey as to whether kavosh is a tahalich. Hello, Jesse. Welcome back. Thank you for joining Judaism.
Couldn't you just say that even for the tahalich, it's already in the wall to start out kavosh and it became strong over that 24-hour kavisha period? And then when you take out the scoop and it's only about the decisions, it's also the same way. I mean, the process happened, it just was a mutter process.
Because the stuff that was in the wall didn't get in the wall because it's batel b'shishim. Right? Batel b'shishim means whatever meat there is, right, did not get in the wall because, right, it's batel b'shishim. So the stuff that went in the wall is a garnished. Once I take some of the liquid out, so now I have meat, right? And now I have to start making my cheshbon of kavosh, and a little bit goes in, a little bit goes in, etc. Well, the chavis das says that once you have something that's soaked for 24 hours, there's a magical process that happens that now it could be boleya. Now, it's not going to be bileya because I have shishim. But once I take some of that liquid out, so now I'm going to have something that is bileya, because it's been there for 24 hours. I don't have shishim, becomes treif instantaneously. But according to the tahalich approach of Rabbi Yonson Apshitz, so then you have to start the clock after you take the, right? It's like the same type of idea about the chitim sheneschamtzu. The same type of idea. Again, most of the Achronim don't like the Rebbe Rabbi Yonson Apshitz. And the way we explained, that is in lockstep with the Shach and the Taz who argue with the Issur v'Heter, etc. We got into this conversation with our Mordechai b'shem the Ravya of Gimel Yomim, no? That Kavosh only happens at Gimel Yomim. So in the end of the Shach, Se'if Katan Beis, the Shach argues that the Keli is not going to become Aser. He argues on the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch. The Keli won't become Aser. Why not? He writes, V'gam B'la'av Hachi, Yesh Poskim, D'lo Heve Kavosh, Ela B'Gimel Yomim. Right? So the Shach is saying, yeah, how can you possibly say the Keli is Treif when I have this sheet of the Mordechai that you need Gimel Yamim? Now, this, of course, opens a Pandora's box, because this should mean that every case of Suffolk Kavosh is Be'etzem Esfek Sveka. No? I'm not sure if it was Kavosh for 24 hours. Even if it was Kavosh for 24 hours, maybe you need 72 hours. Now, if you want to argue this is a Svek Sveka Mishem Echad, so we don't call a Svek Sveka Mishem Echad when one of the Svekas is a bigger Suffek than the other one. 72 is more than 24. The Baal HaShulchan, one place, has this essay. If we would really assume that the sheet of 72 hours is taken seriously, so then I have strong grounds to make on every case of Suffek Kavosh. The Prima Godim at the end of Sifsei Das Eis Beis, in the section right before he has a new Shaila, right before Sheila, he writes, in Tim Tzalomar, that the plate is after Gimel Yamim, that's only a sniff ba'alma. After lo have mishum zala safek, mikomakom sniffamara, right? The Prima Godim is saying we don't really assume. This sheet of Gimel Yomim is not really assumed to be a legitimate sheeta. Ultimately, Kavosh has to be Chaf Dalet, Sha'is, etc. So let's just go back. Nachzor al Harishonot. Kavosh, what's the medium and what is the Zman? These are the two issues that we've discussed. Rashi holds the medium is Chometz. We had three kashes on the Rashi, and therefore we assume lahalacha that kavosh isn't any liquid. Part of the question is the zman of kavosh. If you hold any liquid and the raya is from tarei kol yom b'chelva, so that means kavosh is 24 hours. That's how we paskin. But we also paskin that, like Rashi, b'ze'er anpin, we paskin like Rashi to the extent that kavosh b'chometz is worse than regular kavosh. No? Regular kavosh requires chaf dalet shavos. Kavosh b'chometz u'b'tzir is k'dei sheyala al ha'esh v'yartiach, which is less than chaf dalet shavos. How long that is, Reb Feivel assumes it's like 18 minutes. Hard to know. Yala alayish v'yatiach means the amount of time it takes to boil. Depends on the size of my pot. Depends on the size of my fire. No? It's like the Gemara in Sota about the shear of Yichud is the time it takes to walk around a tree. Well, dude, how big is the tree? Right? We're talking about a redwood. Sequoia National Forest. Right? You're talking about a tiny little boimo over here down the street. It's hard to know. Like, yala alayish v'yatiach. How long is that? Mysterious. And five osim is 18 minutes in that sefer. I have the Shirat Hayam. He quotes, some say 6 minutes, some say 10 minutes. My guess is that they're pulling all of these positions out of their hat. Like, I don't know how we really know what Kedei Shiyala Eish B'Yartiach is, but we pass in Shulchan Aruch that Kovesh B'Chometz U'B'Tzir is not Chaf Dalet Shais. It's less than that, Kedei Shiyala Eish B'Yartiach, Mr. Hyman.
Could we say that the Shach, I mean, it'd be a rough shear, but it's less of a shear, more of a rolling amount, because depending on how much food you have in that seer, so that pot, how long would it take? I mean, it'd be impossible, because every single time you know how much that pot, but I guess you'd have to work that out. But you're saying, yeah, in a tsunami, it's not 1 shear, it's not 18 minutes, it's not how much a pot takes time to heat up, it's how much time this seer with.
Right, so I'm willing to say that could be. And I'm also willing to say that this is how I can have a keli that becomes kavosh, and it's not nice and time of gun. Right?
Yeah.
In other words, I think the easiest answer to the kasha, the shach and the taz, is if you hold kavosh b'chometz and b'tzir is less time. Oh. Now, we already pointed out, though, in the sugya of achbar b'shichra, where that the Gemara has a shayla. What about nafal ago chala? What about if my famous achbar falls into vinegar, right? And in that sugya, the way Tosis understood the sugya, it only becomes a problem if it's kavush. And you get the impression that you need 24 hours. That's what all the Rishonim say over there, even though it's vinegar. So you see that the shita of vinegar being less is not true, and the Shach rejects the idea that vinegar is less time. He says tzir is less time. Tzir means that, like, you salt a fish and the stuff comes out. So tzir is a din of like maliach kiroteach. It's not a din of kovash kemavushal. And that's why tzir is yala al eshi artiach, which is a shear by malicha. It's not a shear by what's it called. So again, what we're trying to figure out is just what's the halacha of kavosh, right? So what are the substances, that the medium for kavosh? What is the zman of kavosh? Tomorrow we'll talk about, no, not tomorrow, Wednesday. Right? Tomorrow we're going to do like an Arachayim share briefly. But Wednesday, we'll talk about which substances are shayich to kavosh, as well as the dinim of suffik kavosh, which are relevant, and Judaism will survive in Yirtzeh Hashem. Okay, guys, have a great day.